Well, hello there, handsome. I was just in the neighborhood, and I thought since I promised you to pick up your copy of the next book we chose, I might as well pay you a visit, invite myself in, and steal your soul. You're not busy, are you? Great! So, may I come in, oh helpless victim? Well, thank you. Let me get your copy out. Yeah, I haven't read much magical realism from South America either, so I'm glad someone suggested it. Not that I've ever been an expert on any genre. Yes, I did make it through War and Peace, but that was mostly to brag about, of course. Okay, you got me. That part about Natasha trying to kill herself because she's tragically in love is really moving. And Pierre, well, he's just, my boy. Yes, no matter how naive and easy to manipulate he is, I'll fucking fight you. Anyway, I haven't had time to read much of this new book today because I've met with the other girls that I'm doing voluntary work with. Oh, yeah, I guess you haven't heard of that because, well, it might be a bit stigmatizing, and I want to be sure that everyone I share it with has an open mind. Piqued your interest, huh? What dark secrets could this innocent and sheltered intellectual have, right? Okay, I'll explain. Look, remember how you said you were donating money to that charity thing? Yeah, the one about battling cancer. Well, it just so happens that I do some work on the side to collect money for that very same cause. No, that's not the stigmatizing part. It's more about how I go about doing it. Well, let's just say, depending on whether I'm comfortable with it, that I'm willing to give certain favors to raise money. And that said favors may or not be of a specific kind. Oh, for some reason, I was suddenly worried that you would judge me. Sorry about that. Yes, I've always liked to make fantasies come true, to challenge taboos, to get to the very core of someone's darkest carnal lusts, you know? See, I knew you would get it. Don't know, but I guess there's just something about that type of scenario that lets me ask those detailed questions, you know? The ones some people are afraid to ask their lifelong partners. Is that a challenge? Whoa, this is gonna be fun. I can just tell from how innocent you pretend to look right now that I'm about to make you squirm in agony. And I'm going to love every second of it. Okay, here's a question to start you off. What do you think about when you look at me? Yes, I get that. You think we're in the same book club and I'm helpful, sort of flirty, and I give the most insightful interpretations about Tolstoy, thank you very much. But on a much more spontaneous level, what do you think about the fact that I'm letting shy book nerds like you use me however they like? I get it. You're progressive, right? You don't want to contribute to sex workers being stigmatized, do you? And that's all well and good on a surface level, but what if the things you actually think about me go against those values? No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because those looks you try so desperately not to give me right now, they don't lie. No, it's not an accusation. It's just a fact. You don't actually want to show me respect, do you?
Just say it.
Nobody's here but you and me. Do you really think I would have asked you if I'd been offended that easily? Thank you! See, now that is what I'm talking about. You would never admit something like that to me during a normal conversation, right? But you do it now because I know you've been donating money to that cause, and you can't help the associations that pop up in your mind. Let me ask you a harder question. Does that make you feel entitled to my body? Yeah, I kind of predicted that question would make you stare at the floor like that. I'm right here. You can look at me. Yeah, I know everything you've ever been taught is telling you not to feel that. Well, or at least to suppress it as much as you can and to never, ever speak about it. But does that make you feel it any less? Hey, I'm not doing this to break you or humiliate you or call you out, okay? In fact, I want the exact opposite. I want to take that shame I see in your eyes and fucking obliterate it. Do you understand? So let me ask you again. What do you really think about now? It's liberating, isn't it? Do you have any experience with that? Degrading a girl? I'd have guessed so. And here's where we get to the major part of why I do this. Because I get to be the very first girl to make that fantasy a reality for you. And that means I will stay in your memories for fucking ever. I do love that feeling. So, how do you want to degrade me? Name calling? Being rough, huh? I think you know what I'm going to ask you next. What do you want to call me? And exactly what rough things do you want to do to me? Hold on, let me make this concrete for you. Here, take this magic marker. Now, I'm going to strip naked for you, and you're going to write all the things you want to call me on my body, okay? Hey, look up from the floor, okay? Yeah, stare at me like that. I like it. Alright, start with my arm here. Write something you want to call me. No. That's not bad, girl. Seriously? That's not even an insult. Here, let me help you out with the first word instead. Let's see here. Isn't that more fitting? Isn't that how you actually see me now? As a cum bucket? Say it. Call me a cum bucket. You can't hide the way you twitched between your legs when you said that. Why don't you take that thing out and start jerking off to me while you write the next word on my stomach? Yeah, all right. Yeah, another easy one, but much better. Now say it to me. That's right. I am a slut. Keep going. And a whore. That's good. And oh, just a set of holes. Yeah, around my neck too. Oh, made for choking. Now we're getting somewhere. That's right. Tell me all about it. Tell me I'm a worthless fuck toy and that my only rightful place is on my knees. Yeah! Okay, now clench your fist around my hair and force me down. Tell me this is where I belong, okay? Oh, yeah, okay. Tell me I deserve to be punished for teasing you like I did. Wait, no. Slap me. Come on, just do it! Oh, mean it! Come on! Oh, that's better. I want you to do that to me whenever you feel like it, okay? Abuse me as much as you want to, deep down. Now, fuck my throat. Oh, be rough, okay? Use me the way I want you to. What am I? Tell me again. Tell me. I'm your fucking whore. Tell me. My insights into the way Tolstoy portrays social structures in society are as fucking useless as my brain. Oh, that's right. Give in to that power trip. My throat is only good for fucking. So use it like you want it. Ow! Yeah, fucking abuse me. Make me your fucking victim. Ow! Don't let me breathe, okay? Force it down my throat. Make me gag until I gush out spit all over my body. And then smear it all over my face and ruin my makeup even more. Don't hold back. That's it, sir. It'll make my eyes water. I love it. Fuck. I love the way you use me like that. But you're not done with me, are ya? No, you have other ways of shutting me the fuck up, right? What do you want? Oh, that's right. Take my hands and pin them above my head. Force me down right on the kitchen floor. Ow! Bend my legs open. Don't start slow, okay? Use me to please your yeah. Oh, punish my dirty fucking cunt. Oh, tell me that this is what I deserve for being a slut. Oh, this is what I get for tempting you like that. Why'd you write around my neck? Do it. No. Don't hold back. Just fucking choke me. Fucking do it. You felt me get tighter, didn't you? That turned you on, right? Don't hide it. That's right.
Make your neighbors fucking call the cops on us. Punish me more. Ow! Yeah. Call me a worthless whore. Yeah, be rougher. Be rougher. Ow! Ow! Oh, I like when you do that. That is fucking rough. Yeah, be as rough as you want. I'm just a useless whore. I think I know how you want to come. You want to pull out and blow your load all over my face, don't you? And you want me to rub myself off, squat in front of you, huh? Yeah? Do it. Okay, pull out. Okay. Come on my face now. Come all over it. Just shoot your load. Just show me how a stupid slut like me should be treated. That's it. Oh, right all over my face. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's what you do with a slut. Yeah. So, is your soul still there, or did I steal it for real? Yeah, it is still there, isn't it? Good. And did I manage to get you out of that shell of stiffness and of tightness? For a bit? That's a good start. What you want when you're horny and the fantasies you happen to live out with someone? None of that has to affect those other values that you have. You know that, right? Yeah, consent and boundaries, exactly. How do I feel? I feel fucking awesome. Seeing you let yourself go like that, fuck, that was hot. I doubt I'll talk about South American literature with you the same way now. I know the things I like, and as cute as I think you are when you praise me for my taste in books, it also gave me the sense of freedom to have that taken away for a second. Yeah, you like that a lot, huh? Why don't you say it again, that I'm a brainless bimbo, only good for my tits and my little pussy? Look, who cares why that makes me wet anyway? It just is what it is, right? Exactly, so let's keep reading like good students and contribute to battling cancer like upright citizens, and then do even nastier things the next time literature class is dismissed. I'll hit the shower before I head out.